This week, we continue our important series on suicide prevention, post-suicide grief, and overall comfort for hearts hurting as a result of sudden traumatic death. As someone on track to becoming a Christian psychologist, before we get really started, I want to mention that if you yourself are on the brink of suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Call them at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that is 1-800-273-8255. In the aftermath of traumatic deaths, such as suicide, loved ones endure a wide range of acute emotions. Anger, denial, false guilt, anguish of the soul. These are only a few of the many waves of emotion which crash upon a family member in grief. In the midst of this painful process, Jesus is stronger. We must remind ourselves, Jesus is good. Jesus will speak peace to our emotional storms. The key to healing is to begin to be honest with God about our emotions and to begin utilizing the tools He has provided for us at this time. After the trauma of a sudden death such as suicide, we all need to remember to accept and give God's grace to others and ourselves throughout the grieving process. It is a process. We also need to be open to getting good Christian mental health care. This is not a sign of weakness. This is an indication that you are responding appropriately to your situation after such a tremendous trauma. Your brain has understandably been affected by the trauma. In brain imaging, experts are able to see the physical effects of trauma on the brain. It is just as real as when people have imaging of their hearts and lungs. It is just as important to get God-given help for yourself, even as you give it to others in your family. Give God your questions. You may be tempted to question many things. We need to give Him our questions and trust His character. We need to focus on God's Word, even when we don't feel like it. Internalize God's word. Choose to believe Him and entrust your emotions to Him. Nothing shocks God. Sometimes when we hurt deeply, we unintentionally close up and curl up inside. In a way, this is akin to an invisible fetal position. Other times, we may be like an injured animal who fights the rescuer. However we may feel, we must just open up enough to let God's comfort in. Open your heart to His. Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust confidently in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Another passage is something I just really love. It's Isaiah 51:12. "I, even I, am He who comforts you." Listen to those words of God Himself. "I, even I, am He who comforts you." He is so personal in His comforting ability. Remember that Christ alone fully understands how you feel. Others may not, but He does. He knows everything. This evil-tainted world needed His ultimate sacrifice to pave the way out for us. This world is far from what He wants. It's in rebellion against Him. But God wants us. God loves us. John 3:16 made that very clear. Yes, in spite of feeling the weight of tremendous anguish over every pain experienced by every person who has ever lived, Jesus made a way for us to be reconciled to God, for us to go to heaven. When He conquered sin and death on the cross, we just need to accept Him and not reject Him. We need to receive Him as Savior and Lord. And we need to remember that we can trust Him also with our pain. Jesus Christ was described centuries before His crucifixion. Listen to these very raw words describing how He felt on the cross. They're found in Psalm 22:14. "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted by anguish within me." Just remember that Jesus understands. You can trust Him with your pain. Bear with me, please. I don't have enough time right now to share all that I would love to share with you this time, but I will share in another installment and we'll continue this topic. Let's pray together right now. Heavenly Father, thank You that You are You. We ask, Lord, that You would help us to pour our hearts out to You unreservedly and give You everything and open our heart to Your comfort. Lord, it hurts beyond words when someone we love passes away, especially in an unexpected way. And Lord, we pray right now that You would help us to just receive Your help and be open to using the tools You provide to get help and to cope well. Only through You is this possible. We pray for all our loved ones. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals and ask for Your best for each one. We pray for healing of all kinds for all loved ones, and that all would know You and that we would know You better and better, grow closer to You. We love You and welcome You now. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Be open to God. Ask your Redeemer to help you in your new normal. He will. He really will. And remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Remember that Jesus is still with you, no matter what. His love has not changed for you.